Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I have with me, of course, today, my beautiful, encouraging, loyal, faithful, always want to be where the happening is when it comes to Blog Talk Radio, podcasts, all kinds of things, none other than Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, my love. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am well. How are you on this wonderful morning?
Bless the Lord. I am well as well. Or should I say I am fantabulous. Praise be unto God. I am fantabulous. I tell you, this is a beautiful, beautiful day. From where I'm sitting, of course, I'm in the air conditioning, looking at the bright sunshine, the breeze blowing through the trees right now. So it looks like a beautiful day. But you know what? Even if that wasn't happening out there, praise be unto God, it's a beautiful day just because the Lord let us see another day to be with him. So I give God the glory for that. Amen. Want to say, of course, good morning to our stars. And those stars are people that have been with us for years, every single Saturday morning. And so good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, woman of God. I love you. God bless you. Good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning to Deacon Banks, Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dorn, Anita Nelson. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to Denise in Pennsylvania, Rob in Pennsylvania, Isaiah in Chicago, Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning to you, beloved people. Praise be unto God. Excuse me. Still got some of that stuff left over here. Praise be unto God. And good morning. There was someone else, and I see the number, and I can't remember the name right now. But anyway, good morning to you all. Good morning. It is another wonderful day, and I thank God for each and every one of you being with us this morning. Tabika, if you'd like to give your shout-out, honey, and go ahead and take us into prayer, I'd appreciate it, sweetie.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, so good morning to each and every one of you all. Again, we are grateful and thankful to have you with us every Saturday. And today is our prayer walk. So, we're asking God to just keep us in prayer that the heat will not, rise until after we are done. And that, everyone involved is safe and no health issues, and the people in that community will be blessed. So we just give glory to God for all that he is doing, even in this, even in this, how we got started. One day we'll, Apostle will share how it even came to light, how it even came to fruition. So, God is good. God is good. That's all I can say.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to your most name, Lord God, for you are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are joy. You are peace. You are love. You are happiness. You are healing. You are everything that we need in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing, even things that you're doing that we don't see, things that you are doing that may not make sense to us, but you have our best interest in mind, and one day we'll understand what you were doing. And even if we never understand what you were doing, to God be the glory. We just thank you that you are with us. We thank you that you push us. We thank you that you cover us. We thank you that you provide and keep us. There is none like you, Father God. There is none like you in all the earth. There is none like you, Father God. There is none like you, Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we are here. Thank you, Father, that we are here. Thank you that we were born. Thank you, Father God, that even though some of us may have trials and tribulations and some may be facing storms right at this moment and may feel that they cannot go on, Father, I pray that you touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you touch every area, Lord, that may be upside down right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you give them hope, that you be their anchor, that they can hold on to when the waves of the situation get too rough and they feel like they're about to drown, Lord God. I pray that you would reach down, Lord God, and you would grab and hug and hold and let them know that you are with them, that you have not left them, that you have not forsaken them, that you, Father God, love them beyond words, beyond anything that they could ever imagine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that none of us are a mistake. None of us are a mistake. And so, Father God, we just give you praise, and we thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in this season. We thank you, Lord, for open heaven. We thank you, Father God, that you, Lord, are smiling down on us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you are on the throne and you are working things out. And no matter what the people on earth think that they can do against us, their agenda and plan will fall. Their agenda and plan will bow at the name of Jesus. And so because we are your children, Father God, we are your vessels, we don't have to worry about what the enemy wants to do to us, because you are greater and you have our back and you fight with us and you fight for us. And Father, I just thank you that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And we will continue to worship you, to praise you, to honor you, to love you, to bless your holy name, because we can't do anything without you. We can't live without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't even carry out what you have placed in us to do without you, because you are the way. We need you. We need your direction. We need the confidence that you have. We need your confidence, Father God. And so I thank you, Lord, that you wake us up every morning. I thank you, Lord, that even when there's rough times when we don't know how bills are going to get paid, and then, Father God, somehow you do it. And so, Father God, we just give you all the glory and honor, for there is none like you. We thank you for every person, every caller, every person who goes back to listen to heart, Lord God. We thank you that you are blessing them in a way, Father God, that only you know how to do. And so, Father God, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for their families. Thank you for their friends. Thank you for everybody that they come in contact with, Lord God, that they will remember something that they heard on Heart to Heart and be able to minister to someone through that. And so, Father God, we just give you praise and we thank you for choosing us. We thank you for this platform, Lord God, and we are determined to make you famous and represent you to the people. Father, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. I do thank him. I thank him every time my sister here prays, you know, on our show. I just listen to how the Holy Spirit leads her, you know, to what to pray for, because she never comes with a prepared agenda on what she's going to say to the Lord. You know, she just lets the Holy Spirit lead and guide her. So as you are listening to the radio show and as you're hearing the prayer, in that prayer that speaks directly to you, if there's anything in it that speaks directly to you, please receive it as God speaking to you personally. That he was speaking to you personally. She's not reading a prayer that's already prefabricated or anything of that nature. She's just being led by the Holy Spirit. And there are times that there are things that will be said that pertains just to you. So take it and run with it and know that God is mindful of you. Excuse me. That God is mindful of you. And let me say this also, beloved. This is one of the things that I love about our show, because we can talk about anything and everything, but we definitely do not fail to give God the glory and the honor, you know, for his part in all of our shows, no matter what it is we're talking about. We give God the glory and the honor because he is the head of our life. And you know, as she was saying, there's nothing that we could not do without him, without him. There is a part of a verse that I want to mention right now, and I love it when there is two ways that you can take what the word of God is saying. There are two ways, and you have to let the Holy Spirit help you in interpreting exactly what he meant. And besides that, to go back to the original Aramaic, the Hebrew, and or the Greek, depending if it was in the New Testament times. But you go back, you know, and you find out what the words meant that they were using at that time. But the one scripture, while I don't know why it came to me while she was praying, but the verse that speaks about the fact that God gives us the desires of our heart. God gives us the desires of our heart. So now I'm gonna ask you, audience. And I only need one or two people, you know, to try to answer this question for me. When you hear that God gives you the desire of your heart, what does that mean to you? What does that mean? Because while she was praying, like two things came to my mind. And so please, if somebody would volunteer, press one on your keypad. And I guess, yes, I do need to say that for the new people that we have on morning and even for the older ones, older, not in age, more seasoned in our, our show. Press one on your keypad if you desire to speak, and we will pull you in and you will be live with us on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Okay, so now the question is, you hear the verse, somebody says to you, oh, God will give you the desires of your heart. You know, and they're paraphrasing the word of God. God will give you the desires of your heart. What does that mean to you? How are you receiving that? What does it mean? And I see on the list here, you know, the people that are on here. So I know I got some people that read the Bible, pray the Bible. You know what it means. Praise be unto God. All right. Here's my darling. Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
Good. I assume, and it's funny, I was just writing down about talking, I was just writing something to God about what I wanted, but I thought if God gave the desires of your heart, that means that if there's something that you wanted, he would give it to you. I'm learning that it doesn't necessarily. I'm learning that it's not necessarily that simple.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it would seem. That's what it seems like to me.
That statement would make, that would seem to be the logical thing that statement makes. When someone says God will give you the desire of your heart, you would naturally assume that then whatever it is I am desiring, God will give it to me. So your thought process on that, honey, is good. That's a very good thought, and that is what definitely the majority of us would think. Whatever I desire, and that's the desire of my heart, God will give it to me. So according to the word, that God will give us the desire of our heart. Okay, now let me throw a twist in there. Before I throw this twist in there, is there anyone else that would like to comment on that? What are your thoughts about that paraphrasing of that verse? God will give you the desires of your heart. What are your thoughts on it? Does anybody else want to take a stab at it? Okay, very good. Let me pull this. Good morning, beloved. 1816. How are you this morning, sweetheart?
Good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you for asking.
Amen. I said, let me jump in and on this challenging question. But the scripture that came in my mind as you were talking about that is, if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. So as we pray and as we are seeking God, as we align ourselves with him, then his will becomes the desire of our heart. And therefore, he gives us the desires in our heart because they are in line with his will and his plan anyway.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Now, I want you to go over that. Do that again. Start with the verse and do that again.
Okay. So the Bible says, when we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. So as we walk upright before. Uh-huh.
Okay, stop right there for a moment.
Okay.
Now, hold that thought. Now, this, by the way, love, is part of the problem in us bringing only a piece of a scripture to someone. Because all I said this morning was that God will give you the desire of your heart. And that's what we hear people saying constantly. God will give you the desire of your heart. As the prophetess spoke about the verse, she started at the beginning of that, saying that as we delight ourselves in the Lord, then God will do such and say the verse again, beloved.
If we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart.
Okay. So what's predicated or comes before him giving you the desire of your heart is you delighting yourself in him. So now, how do we delight ourselves in him? Go ahead, sweetheart, and say what you were saying.
Delighting ourselves in him would be we are aligning ourselves with his will through prayer, be seeking his face so that we know what his will is, which means we're pleasing him. And then as we delight or align with him, he places his will in our heart. And that becomes our desire. So therefore, God is fulfilling. He's fulfilling his will, his purpose through us because we're now on one accord. We're in sync. We're in unison. So my heart's desires are the will of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Prophetess Kim. Thank you so much.
Amen.
This beloved, this is I'm telling you, this excites me beyond compare, because I know all of us, each of us, we've done it before, and especially if we're speaking to people that that don't know the Word of God, you know, we hear something and we take it one particular way, when it really means something else, and it could mean both of them. It could mean both of them. Now, here, you know, our first caller said, you know, that listening to just that portion of the scripture, that whatever the desire is of my heart, God will give it to me. And if we just take that portion just that way, yes, God will give me the desire of my heart. Using just that portion of the scripture again, using just that portion of scripture, and Prophetess Kim said it perfectly well, that the desire that I have in my heart is desire that has been given to me by God. He has given me the desire that's in my heart, that's of my heart. He gave me that desire. That's the only reason why I am desiring it. And I'm desiring it because it lines up with his will. So I have delighted myself in him. I have prayed. I am, you know, worshiping him and so forth. And then he starts putting, as I'm aligning myself up with him, he starts putting things in my heart. And those things he put in my heart are the things I focus on, the things I desire, and so forth. And then I began to pray about those things that he has placed in my heart. And then, of course, he has no problems in giving me the desire of my heart because he's the one who originally gave me the desire of my heart. Am I making any sense? If I'm making sense, mm-hmm. Can you please press 1? Or baby girl, you can speak to me. But mm-hmm. Do you get that? God gives me the desire of my heart because he gave me the desire of my heart. And he is not a man that he should lie. He won't deny himself. He won't be mocked. Again, I'm pulling pieces of scriptures out, you know, and putting it in here to help you to understand this. But it is so neat. It is so neat to think that the things that I desire as a man and or woman of God, the things that I desire are the things that he has placed in my heart after I have delighted myself in him. Then he says, okay, I want you to have this. I want you to have this. So then he causes me to desire it. So he gives me the desire of my heart. I'm telling you, I love it. I just truly love that. Prophetess Kim, what do you think about the way that I just said that? Does that go along with what you were saying? Or maybe I missed her. Okay. All right, let me go back to the first caller. Okay, beloved, so now when you hear me say, give you the explanation that I just gave, how does that correlate with what you were thinking, and does it add anything to what you were thinking, change anything, or what? Tell me, please.
So it definitely, it takes it a step further, because I knew, like I was saying, it wasn't just as simple as, hey, whatever you want, you're going to get it. but knowing a little more, it brings about clarification, and it actually can assist with not being frustrated because of just knowing a little piece of the scripture and not knowing everything. Not knowing the full thing.
Right. Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. All righty. Well, look, that wasn't in our lesson today or our topic today at all. Thank you, sweetheart, for sharing. By the way, thank you so very much. But it was something that just came to me while Minister Garnes was praying. And I'm just thinking, oh, God, thank you so much, you know, that you will give me the desire of my heart. And that first thing, that first thought was, whatever it is I desire, Lord, you're going to give to me. However, the flip side of that and what it actually means to me is the fact that I only desire this because God has given it to me. Now, for those of you that are listening and who want to take that again out of context, you know, because the enemy it has a way of doing things that's crazy. So you may sit and let's say you desire somebody else's wife. You desire somebody else's wife. And so then you take that scripture, God will give me the desires of my heart. Then you take it the one step further that Apostle Banks said, well, whatever the desire is in my heart, it's desire that God put in my heart. So it must be God's will for me to want this man's wife. The devil is a liar. He is a liar. Don't be tricked. Do not be fooled. Do not be fooled. Remember the first part of that scripture was that we delight ourselves in the Lord. So we'll be lined up with his will. It is not God's will for us to commit adultery. It is not God's will for us to covet our neighbor's wife. It is not his will for that to happen. Therefore, that desire was not given to you by God, nor will God give you that man's wife. And I'm not saying that you won't end up with that man's wife because y'all are just adamant, you know, you're determined to have the affair. She gets a divorce from that man and you and her get married or whatever it is you're going to do and blah, blah. And you could end up with that man's wife. That was the desire of your heart, but that was not the God-given desire of your heart. That was not. So don't be tricked. Do not be fooled. Let's do things according to the word of God. Amen. Amen. Baby girl, you got anything to say before we jump into our lesson for today?
No, that was very enlightening. And because sometimes, you know, when you hear that part, God will give you the desires of your heart. It's almost like, oh, whatever I want, God's going to give that to me. And that's not because the desire of your heart, like you said, could be something that God does not want for you or is not good for you. And so that's, you know, it's not based upon your desire per se. But as long as you do him, he will give you, you know, the desires of his heart, which is, you know, his will. So,
yeah, I remember when I first came to Baltimore that I met this woman, a woman of God. Oh, bless her heart. She's passed and gone on to be with the Lord. But I met this woman who told me that, you know, this bishop was her husband. Now, she was not married to him, but that was her husband, and that God had told her that this man was her husband. And whenever she spoke about him, she spoke about her husband. And I was still young in the Lord, you know, fresh here in Baltimore, didn't know people and so forth and so on. And, you know, I thought, wow, that is really cool. You know, like God really revealed to her who her husband was. And after a couple of months of hearing this, lo and behold, we would go into a church service, and this particular bishop was going to be the speaker at this service. So we go to the service, and he's introduced to the congregation, and he gets up to speak. And, of course, he gives honor to God first and foremost, and then to the pastor, the lead shepherd of the house, and any other ministers. And then he said, and of course, last but not least, I want to thank God for my beautiful wife and blah, blah. And when he said his beautiful wife, like, I'm like, huh, what? And she stood up and waved, the beautiful wife. She stood up and waved, and I was flabbergasted. I'm like, are you serious? This man is married, and this other woman is saying this is the man that God told her was going to be her husband. And I was like, my God, you know, like, I was confused. I was young. I was very confused. I'm like, I don't know about this. And of course, that thing never came to be. Both of them have gone on to be with the Lord. I don't know about the beautiful wife, but the man, the bishop, and the woman that was claiming that that was her husband, they both have gone on to be with the Lord. And that was it. But that kind of shocked me. Now, let me look, I'm still not on the topic we're supposed to be on. But now let me show you this also from a different point of view. There was another couple, another woman of God, who went to visit someone in the hospital by request. By request, someone requested that she go visit this person. And so she went to visit the person. It was a female. She went to visit that female, and that female's husband was there in the room. And as the minister began to minister and pray for the sickly woman, this woman heard in her spirit that that man, the sick woman's husband, was going to be her husband. And, you know, she was like, whoa, that's coming from the devil. She shook that thing off. She said, no way, no how. That's not going to be, and blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, she prayed for the woman, and then she hurried up and got out of there because of these thoughts that were going through her head. And, you know, so later on again, you know, she goes back to the hospital and she runs into the man again, and the word comes back to her, this is your husband. And again, she's very upset. You know, she's rebuking that thought and so forth. Well, lo and behold, the woman that she went to pray for passed away, and the man and the woman of God began to date somewhere down the road. It wasn't immediately after the woman passed away, but somewhere down the road, they ended up staying in touch with each other. They began to date, and they did end up getting married, and they were one of the most loving, most beautiful couples I have ever met in my life. One of the most beautiful couples that I have ever met. And so so here are two different scenarios where one woman was claiming that this man was her husband and he was a married man and that was not God's design. And then over here, someone else is saying, you know, that they heard from God as well. And this was to be her husband, and sure enough, it was. And they were married to each other for over like 20 years, and then he eventually passed away. So you got two different scenarios using and saying the same thing, but one was of God and one wasn't of God. You know, so we have to be very careful of who we are listening to, and what we're claiming that God said. God said, we have the tendency to put our desire, and say that God did this, that he gave us that particular desire, and he will give us the desire of our heart, when God had nothing to do with that first scenario that I showed you. However, on the second one, God placed that thought in her, that this is your husband. This is your husband. And he knew that the woman was going to pass away, and he knew that within a year down the road that this couple would hook up, and he was, you know, letting her know. However, he didn't just let her know. Now, here's the beauty of that. He didn't just let her know. As they began to date, there was a phrase that God gave the man. And that man wrote that phrase down on a napkin. He wrote it down on a napkin. He took the woman to dinner, and that's where he wrote it. Was on, at the dinner table, he wrote it on a napkin. During their conversation, she made a statement, and that statement was the exact words that he had written on that napkin. And the Holy Spirit had told him that she would say this. And he wrote it down. And she said it that night. And that was his confirmation that this was the woman that God had picked for him, that this was the woman. Beautiful love story. Absolutely a wonderful couple. And whenever you would see them, nothing but the love of God oozed out of them. Nothing but the love of God. And they are the only couple. There might be a second couple. They're the only couple that I have ever met that had been married that long, 20 years, and said they had never had an argument. And I just could not believe that anybody could be married to anybody and not have an argument. They had never had an argument. She said, oh, there are times, yes, we disagreed with each other, but we would not argue or fight about whatever we disagreed about. And before conversation was over with, we came to a place of agreement. We came to a place of agreement that was what they always, you know, that as they talk to each other and all, this is the commitment they made to one another. Of course, the Word of God tells us don't go to sleep, don't lie down. I don't know exactly how it is, but with anger, oh my God, what is that scripture? Don't go to bed in anger. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. So that's what the Word was saying, and that was one of the principles that they lived by in their marriage. They would never go to sleep with them being angry with each other. If something came up in the day, they took care of it that day. And there was peace in their home and peace in their heart. And that's something I know that I must learn to do, because there are things that anger me, and I get very, very upset about them, and then I end up holding it in and not being able to freely speak my mind or speak my heart. I hold it in, and then I'm angry. For days. I'm angry for days. If it was left up to me, by all means, I would say something right then and there and get it taken care of. But there are people that I deal with that don't want to hear it right then and there. So I end up keeping it to myself. And needless to say, the sun goes down on my anger because I'm taking that anger to bed. And then I can't sleep, and I'm tossing and I'm turning, and I'm waking up the next morning with that same bitterness in my heart, and so forth and so on. So this is something that God has really got to work with me with, that he has got to work with me with. And people in my life, as they began to know more about what the Word of God says, you know, that you shouldn't go to bed with anger on your heart. We should be able to talk and so forth and so on, that we would be able to come to that place where we hold the conversation right then and there, get that stuff out of the way, and then be able to walk in peace. And to God be the glory. All righty, beloved, you have anything to say before we try one more time to get a little bit in on our topic?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay, all righty. All right. So, and we will focus more on this next week, because I know we won't be able to cover all of this today. And while I'm thinking about it, as far as next week is concerned, we are going to have the privilege of having Elder Mark, who is Minister Tabika's husband. We will have the privilege of having him on the show with us next Saturday. We will be talking about marriages, which is what we're going to talk about today. And I see how God segued that whole thing I went through this morning and brought it into the marriage. But we're going to be talking about marriage today, and they're going to be with us and talking about a marriage. And I'm going to let her I'll let her do that now. Tell you why, for me, it's such a great thing that's happening, and so that you'll get an understanding of what it is that's going on in the future. So, beloved, if you wouldn't mind, please go ahead and share with them.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So my recording on Freedom Fridays was last week, and Mark was on with me, and we talked about the five love languages, and we had so much fun talking about that, you know, together and sharing. And once we were done, we decided, because I just felt like God was impressing upon me. It was like I could feel him, like, nudging. And so we decided to start a marriage podcast. And it's going to be called Our Favorite Love Story is Ours. So, I'm sorry, My Favorite Love Story is Ours. And so working on getting that together now. And I'll let you, you know, I'll give you all the details once we get it together. But, you know, just today getting started, talking about marriage today, and I want those that are single not to feel like, oh, wow, this doesn't pertain to me, or, well, you know, I don't have anything to contribute to that because I'm not married. I don't want you to feel that way, or even feeling like, well, it's no need for me to listen to it because I'm not married. It can be helpful for when you, you know, you are dating or thinking about, you know, dating, or you've met somebody and, you know, you're not quite sure. So don't discount yourself because you're not married. And I think a lot of people do that. They hear like married podcasts, married, or anything about marriage, and they're not married. I think they basically say, well, I don't need to listen to that, or that doesn't pertain to me. But it's so much, it's so much rich information that you can get from a godly marriage. And I'm putting godly of the word marriage, because, you know, we have marriages, or you know, different types of marriages. And when I say different types, listen, there are different types of marriages, okay? But so that's why I put godly marriage. So when you listen to those podcasts, you'll get some nuggets, you'll get some aha moments, and then when you find yourself in the process, you know, of dating, and then you maybe be engaged, and you're like, oh, okay, I heard this somewhere, or let me go back and listen to, you know, that podcast that I heard, because there was something there that could help, you know, in this conversation that you may be having with the person that you may be wanting to be in that type of relationship with. So again, singles, don't count yourself out. Don't, you know, feel like, oh, here we go, or, you know, something else for married people. It's still good for the singles if, you know, if your heart desires to be married, you know, because I know it is mm-hmm. don't want to be married. So mm-hmm. yeah.
Amen. Now, listen, with what you did and how you told us your new podcast was coming about, you did the five love languages, you and your husband. You did the mm-hmm. five love languages, and as you did it and was having so much fun, you then began to, you and your husband, began to desire to do a show for couples. For married yeah. people. Now look where that took us. You desired to do it. It goes right back to what we started this conversation off with. God placed that desire in your heart. He yeah. placed that desire in your heart. So he gave you the desire of your heart. Your heart started desiring that. That's what God gave you. And now y'all are going to take it forth and bring it to pass. Uh-huh. You two have aligned yourself with God. You've aligned yourself with God. You're walking in the will of God and so forth. So he gave you what he wanted you to desire because he's anointed you to do exactly that. He has anointed uh-huh. you to. And folks, I'm telling you, if you go to her podcast, Freedom Fridays, and listen to the podcast on, all of the podcasts are good, but listen to the one dealing with the five love languages. They did a beautiful, beautiful job. And someone that I know, I asked them to listen to it as well, and it was nothing new for them to hear. They've heard it before, nothing new for them to hear. But when they listen to Tabika and Mark do the explanation of the five love languages, them laughing and enjoying themselves, enjoying each other and so forth, it came across in such a different manner that their comment was, it sounds so different when it's coming from someone else, you know? So coming from me wasn't the voice and or even maybe even the attitude and which that person was open to receive. But then when he heard the Garns is speaking about it, it was like, wow, like revelation, this is good. I understand that now. I understand it now. So it is important, thanks to God. Just like she said, don't shut it down because it says it's for couples, that it's for marriage. Because most of us on the line, most of the people on our line are married. However, we definitely have single women on this line. And you either were married or you're in a relationship that could lead to marriage. Or you have decided that marriage is not the thing for you. You have no desire to be married. However, again, the majority of you on this line not only are married, but you're ministers. Most of you are ministers. And you will minister to someone that's married. And you say, well, why, God, why are you putting them in my pathway for me to minister to them? I'm not married. Some of you have never been married, and you have no thoughts about it. However, you will meet someone that just begins to download their burdens on you today, and you need to give them godly counsel, and you can do that with what you have heard from this show, from other married couples and so forth, what you have observed, what you have read in the Word of God and so forth and so on. I am a divorcee, whichever one you want to call it, and I have got almost as many books here on marriage as I have on spiritual gifts. Those are the two things in ministry that really, 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 really mean a lot to me. I love dealing with the spiritual gifts. I love knowing how God, how God anointed us and wired us even before we were born. I love that, and that comes from the motivational gifts. And I love love, which leads us into me loving marriage and relationships, so vitally important to me. And so that is another area. And I'm telling you, I've got plenty of Bibles here, and marriage, relationship stuff, and spiritual gifts, that's what my bookshelves are overflowing with. That's what my bookshelves overflowing with. And saints of God, I have not been married for 30 years, 25, 27, 27 years. I have not been married for 27 years. However, as a pastor of a church for 20 years, you've got to know in these last 20 years, I have done marriage counseling. I do premarital counseling, okay, and I have not been a married woman for 25 years. But yet everything that I have learned in the book, everything that I've learned from the Bible, everything that I have learned just from the Holy Spirit, you know, impressing upon my heart what to say at the time that I'm saying it, it has been good. It has been good. Many marriages have been saved through the Holy Spirit in me, and it's coming from a single woman or a divorced woman. I always let any couple know because they get referred to me. I don't go looking for people to counsel, but I let anyone know up front, I am not a one-time divorcee, a two-time divorcee. I've been divorced twice now. And so most people that are engaged want to be counseled by a couple that's had a very successful marriage and that has gone on in the Lord and so forth. So I let people know up front, I've been divorced twice, but in my being divorced twice, I have learned a lot about relationships. I have learned a lot about relationships. So no, I don't have a husband right now, but I can definitely tell you what it is that you and your husband should be doing according to the Word of God. You don't have to be married to read the Word of God and know this is what you should be doing. And then from the relationship experts that God has put in our path to listen to, we also take that information. And I have been able to successfully counsel married people. And again, like I said, the desire of my heart, I'm a love junkie. I love love. That's all it is to it. And the love junkie that I am, God is love. He is our first love. When I say our first love, once we fall in love with God, he should be the first on our list of what we love. And God himself is love. So it makes it easy for me to love love because I love God. I love God. Now, with all of that said, and we still didn't touch on what we were going to do today, I'm going to give you the title of what we're going to do and just give you where this information came from and just a little tidbit of it to make you eager to be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Now, the topic is the good and angry marriage. Good and angry marriage. And this comes from the Marriage Missions International. Marriage Missions International. the revealing and the reflecting the heart of Christ within marriage. Revealing and reflecting the heart of Christ within marriage. And you just heard me saying all of this stuff about how I love marriage, I love love, and so forth and so on. So, you know, these type of things I gravitate towards, you know, and I love holding couples discussions. I love it. Well, the first line in this article, really caught my attention. And it says, you used to be madly in love. Now you're just mad. Exclamation point. You used to be madly in love, and now you're just mad. I was like, yo. And I did say, yo, y'all. I was like, yo, are you serious? I've been there, done that, you know, am that, you know. Used to be madly in love. Now I'm just mad. And I already told y'all, you know, like I get upset about some stuff, and because I can't talk about it right then and there, I end up taking this stuff to bed, and I'm mad. I'm mad. And so that just grabbed me. It just grabbed me. And I said, Lord, yeah, I want to see what this is about, you know, good and angry marriage. And some very good points that are brought out in this. You don't have to be married, praise be unto God, saints of God, to follow these rules in your relationship. You do not have to be married to do that. And so I pray that y'all will definitely come back next Saturday, and I promise you I will not spend the whole hour just talking off the wall. But it was good conversation, right, Bika?
Right. It wasn't off the wall. It still tied into, you know, the discussion that we were going to have. So it wasn't off the wall, beloved.
All right, sweetie. See, y'all, that's why I keep that girl around. She'll make it right for me. She'll make it right. Amen. Let me see here. So it says, does that describe how you relate to your spouse? You used to see so much good in each other, but now you can barely see beyond the things that irritate you. Instead of enjoying a loving relationship, you're now living in an angry marriage. And I'll change the word marriage there to an angry relationship. And that is the last place you want to be. That is the last place you want to be. So I am looking forward to us. Oh, my God, I said we're going to do two things, right? We are going to share this and having Tabika and Mark speaking on this, okay? We'll have them speaking on this as we go through the different points that it brings out. Mark and Tabika will add into this as a married couple, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So I definitely pray that you will be back. Call on your friends and so forth. Joyce in New York, get your friend back on that was on earlier. Get your friend back on. And look, y'all, come back and come back looking to have a good time. And don't be afraid to press 1 on your keypad and talk to us. Don't be afraid to do so. All right, beloved, that's all we have for all the time we have for today. I thank you. God bless you. And may you continue on in all that God has for you. Let it be done. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. God bless you, Tabika. God bless you, honey.
God bless
you. Oh, my goodness. It doesn't want to close out today. Well, anyway.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.